Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 278. Sing hymn 278. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the news to every land, calm the spirits and cast the waves. On the streets of your command, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Was it the will of God? Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Time to see the star and light. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Sing the islands of the sea, echo by the ocean place. As your King, He to be. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Sing above the dark skies, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By His death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly to the blue, when the heart for mercy calls. Sing in time for all the pain, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the will of my heroes, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nation now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and clear, all your hopes and deepest fears. This is our victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. We thank the Lord for tonight's family altar. Let us now read Psalms 30. Psalms number 30:30. This is a psalm of David. In Jesus' name I read Psalms chapter 30 verse 1. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast drawn me up, and hast not let my foes rejoice over me. 2. O Lord, my God, I cried to thee for help, and thou hast healed me. 3. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. 4. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. 5. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. 6. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By thy favor, O Lord, thou hast established me as a strong mountain. Thou didst hide thy face, I was dismayed. 8. To thee, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I make supplication. 9. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise thee? Will it tell of thy faithfulness? 10. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be thou my helper. 11. Thou hast turned me, my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. 12. That my soul may praise thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. So this is the Psalms 30, the Psalms of David. And at the top, in the topic or the superscription, here tell us, it is a psalm of David. And here says, a song at the dedication of the temple. So this psalm, how is it related to a song at the dedication of the temple? All right, so if we study these psalms, the background, all right, the background, it is from the First Chronicles chapter 21 and chapter 22. Chapter 21 tells us about the census, about the numbering of the people that David commanded. And because of this matter, God was very displeased. He was angry, and God sent a plague towards the Israelites. And at the time, David, in his distress, he prayed to the Lord God for mercy and to help. All right, then later on, he, according to the command of the Lord, he then offered sacrifice to the Lord. And at the time, since the Lord had accepted his offering, so that site where the altar was, so it will be the site of the temple. So in the whole First Chronicles chapter 22, it tells us about the matters concerning this site, which in which in the future the temple will be built. All right, so in relation to this incident, the numbering of the people that God was displeased, so at the time to what David did and how the Lord in the end accepted his sacrifices, so here it occasioned, all right, this incident occasioned to the purchase of the land, and in which that land, that place, will be the site for the house of the Lord, the temple. So this psalms was composed, so it will be used at the dedication of the temple. Alright, so this is a little bit in relation to the background, and as we go through the psalms, we will continue to mention on this. So this Psalms 30, altogether 12 verses, we can divide it into two parts. So the first part is from verses 1 down to 3. It tells us about the praise for the deliverance of God. So in short, this Psalms can also be said it is a song of deliverance. Song about how the Lord delivered so-called David out of the pit. So in the first part, from verses 1 down to 3, the praise for deliverance. Then the second part, it is from verses 4 down to 12. And of course, verse 12 is the conclusion. So 4 to 12 here tell us about the exhortation to praise the Lord. So David asked the people of God, the saints, to praise the Lord. And of course, in the end, he himself also praised the Lord. So from the verse 4, here says, sing praises to the Lord, O you, his saints. Give thanks to his holy name. And in the last verse, verse 12, that my glory may praise thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I give thanks to thee forever. So verse 4 and the verse 12 here tells us about giving praise and thanks. So this is the subsection, the division to this second part. And of course, in this second part, also we can see the prayer of David. So now we run to the first part, verses 1 to 3. It tells us about the praise for deliverance. In the verse 1, I will exhort thee, O Lord, for thou hast drawn me out. Alright, so here David used the term, the Lord God has drawn him out. So when we say drawn him up at the time, where was he? So in the verse 3, O Lord, thou hast brought me up, or brought up my soul from the shroud. We thou hast restored me to life from amongst those who go down to the pit. All right. So David at the time was in these circumstances. He was going to be in the pit, in the shroud. He was in the distress. So in the First Chronicles, let us turn to First Chronicles chapter 21. First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 13. Please put a bookmark there. After we will come back. First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 13. Verse 13. Then David said to Gad, the prophet, I am in great distress. Let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But let me not fall into the hand of man. At the time, David was under distress because he acted foolishly in taking the census of the people, and the Lord was not pleased. Also, at the time, he cried to the Lord God that the Lord will draw him out of the pit, out of the shroud. And verse 1 says, lower portion, and has not let my foe rejoice over me. So verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried to thee for help, and thou hast healed me. Alright, so in the end, he prays and he thanked the Lord for the deliverance of the Lord, that the Lord brought him out of that position, that situation that he was in. Alright, so this first part tells us about the praise of David for the Lord for helping him. Then from the second part, we're able to see as to why David was under distress. This we can see from the verses 6 down to the verse 10. 6 to 10, we use this to supplement the first part as to his problem at the time. So in the verse 6, as for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By the favor of the Lord, thou hast established me as a strong mountain. So from this verse, we can see about the pride. Alright, about the pride that is in the David. So at the time, David, he says that in his prosperity, he will not be moved. And he declared the favor of the Lord was with him, and that the Lord has established him strong as the mountain. Alright, so David at the time did not realize his position. So pride came in. So in the First Chronicles chapter 21, First Chronicles chapter 21, let us read verses 1 to 4. Chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. So at the time here says, Satan stood up against Israel and incited David to number Israel. Alright? So David gave way to allow the Satan to incite him because of his pride that is in him. So verse 2, so David said to Joab and the commanders of his army, go number Israel from Beersheba to the Dan, alright, from the south to the north, and bring me a report that I may know their numbers. So this suggestion of the David, Joab was not in agreement. So verse 3, but Joab said, may the Lord add to his people 100 times as many as they are. Are they not my Lord the king, all of them, my Lord's servant? Why then should thou, my Lord, require this? Why should he bring guilt upon Israel? But verse 4 tells us, but the king's word prevailed against Joab. So Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came back to Jerusalem. So here tells us at the time, David ordered that the census to be taken. So because at the time, he thought that he prospered, he will never be moved, he was established. So he wants the number for his own sake, alright, to fortify his position, to fortify his idea about himself. So from here, David had pride. But in the verse 7, in the Psalms chapter 30, verse 7, the lower portion, after the semicolon, here tells us, "Thou didst hide thy face, I was dismayed." Alright, so the Lord hid his face from him. In the 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, let us read verse 7. Chapter 21 verse 7, then we read verse 14. "But God was displeased with this thing, and he smote Israel." Verse 14. "So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, and there fell 70,000 men of Israel." Alright, so the Lord God, he was not pleased. So from this Psalms 30 verse 6 and 7, we can see the situation because of the pride of the Lord. So the Lord was not pleased. So because at the time of this incident, so in the Psalms 30, now verse 8 down to verse 10, "To thee, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I make supplication." So David in his prayer says, "What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will thus praise thee? Will it tell of thy faithfulness?" So he prayed, "Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be thou my helper." So David realized his mistake, his wrongs. So from the First Chronicles, we can see two prayers of David. Let's turn back 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 8 to 10. 1 Chronicles 21, 8 to 10. So just now we have read that God was displeased and the Lord smote Israel. So in the verse 8, "And David said to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing. But now I pray thee, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done foolishly." So verse 9, "And the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say to David, Thus says the Lord, 3 things I offered you, choose one of them, that I may do it to you." So God gave him 3 choices. So he chose the third one. He would rather fall into the hands of the Lord. So in the verse 14, just now we have read, so the Lord sent the pestilence. Alright, so in the 8 to 10 at the time, this was the prayer of David. And David at the time, he made the second prayer. So in the 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 16 and 17. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 16 and 17. "And David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces." 17. "And David said to God, Was it not I who gave command to number the people? It is I who have sinned and done very wickedly. But this sheep, what has they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house, but let not the plague be upon thy people." So at the time, David prayed to the Lord God for mercy. Alright, so the Lord, of course, in the end, the Lord hearkened to his prayer. So in the Psalms 30, let's turn back. Psalms 30, verse 11. Psalms 30, verse 11. So in the verse 11, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girded me with the gladness." Alright, so from mourning, from putting on the sackcloth, now turn to the gladness, and here says dancing. So we refer this to 1 Chronicles chapter 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 18. verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and rear an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. Let's continue, 25 to 28. So at the time, David paid Ornan 600 shekels of gold by the way of the site, for the site, all right, or the threshing floor of Araunah. So in the verse 26, and David built there an altar to the Lord and presented burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the name of the Lord. And he answered him with fire from heaven upon the altar of burnt offering. 27. Then the Lord commanded the angel, and he put forth his sword back into his sheath. Alright, so at the time, David saw, so in the verse 28, at the time when David saw that the Lord had answered him at the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite, that he made a sacrifice there. So in the chapter 22, verse 1, then David said, here shall be the house of the Lord God, and here the altar of burnt offering for Israel. So at the time, David, he turned back to the Lord. He prayed to the Lord for mercy, for help. So the Lord hearkened to him, and the destroyer, all right, put back the sword. So in the verse 11, he says, thou hast turned my mourning to the gladness. So in this second part, in the verse 4 and the verse 5, so David asks, sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, give thanks to his holy name. Verse 7, especially verse 7, for his anger is but for a moment. Yes, the Lord was angry, but his anger was for a moment. And he here says, his favor is for a lifetime. What a good comparison. Then weeping may tarry for the night. So the whole night he will mourn, he will weep, he will be sad. But joy comes with the morning. So it is the next day. All right. So David here at the time, he also asked the Israelites, the saints, now sing praises to the Lord because the Lord is merciful. So in the verse 12, that my glory may praise thee. So David says my glory because of the state of the exaltation and the honor to which God now has raised him. He was able to come out from the pit in the distress of his trouble, which in the end he realized his foolishness. He repented and he turned back to God. He prayed to the Lord God. So my soul or my glory may praise thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. Let's read one more verse as a conclusion in relation to this verse, Psalm 16. Let's turn to Psalm 16. This is also a Psalm of David. Psalm 16, 9 and 10. Verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My body also dwells secure. 10, for thou dost not give me up to shrew or let thy godly ones see the pit. Alright, so this is the praise again, quite a same. So today, let us continue to give praises to the Lord. That the Lord, he has delivered us, he has hearkened to our prayer. So let us be careful, not be like David, to have pride in us, that we make foolish decisions. But when we realize our foolishness, our wrong, let's turn back to the Lord. We pray for his mercy, and the Lord will hearken. The Lord will act. And of course, we will continue to give him praises and thanks. All right, so this is Psalm 30. Now we will make use of the rest of the time to pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank to the grace of the Lord. May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to bless us, to guide us. Our family author ends here. Amen.